Well, you used to stir things with a what?
Huh?
Well, you'd use a knife, fork, and a
spoon. A lot of you take the spoon, big spoon in particular, not the little spoon, but a big spoon with all the wood. All wood, what they used to cook with, like stirring the pots, you know. If they're cooking anything they were cooking on the stove, instead of using the metal spoon like they have a real big spoon today, it was all wood, different size. Different size spoons. Like you can buy them and wooden spoon in the stores now, like we used to have. We used to have, but they always use wooden spoon to do all that cooking, like rice and gravy and meat and anything they cook. They just scratch the bottom of the pot with the metal. So we use wooden spoon to do all that.
What would you call a container that you would put flowers in? To keep in the house.
Well, I would know about that. They got different kinds of pots that they use for that, for flowers. You're talking about put those flowers that, like we have on the back, on the front porch.
What about when you would you put cut flowers in a what would you put cut flowers in? You know, put water in there and put them in what?
Yeah, we put some good soil in there, you understand, in that crock, whatever you have. And then you had a special little fertilizer that you can buy in the store to put on your flower to make it bloom, you know? Like you see that plant we got two plants. They got one on the shelf up in there, one on the floor there. There's plants in there. Well, that's how they come. You buy them that way, but the one on that shelf up in there, I planted in that little cup of a little jug there. It's been in there for at least 10 years, that flower up in there. It blooms every year around Thanksgiving. It's a beautiful, long lily-like, you know.
When you go out in the garden and get some flowers, can you put them in a, would you put them in something with water in them in here? What would you call that?
Well, a lot of them do that, but I don't like that. A lot of them, they go out, they got a little vase or something like that. They little jaggies like that thing there. See that?
Yeah.
See that thing over there with that flower in? That's what you're talking about. But you put flour, you put water in there, you go get some of them flowers and you stick them in that water. Well, they stay in that for 3-4 days, you know, before they start working down, and then you got to throw it away. That's why I just assume let it stay on the stock over there and let him furnish the water on there until it dies, until the flower falls off, like roses and all that kind of stuff. If you break it off of the stem, it's alive. And you put it in there, you're bound to slow it down. You know what I mean? Just put it for the 2-3 hours after you put it in there, but the next day you get out there and it begins to. It's like a fellow that stays up too late at night and he gets up in the morning, his eyes don't want to open.
when you're washing dishes, what would you call a little cloth or rag you would use to wash them with?
Well, that's a regular dish rag, I would call that. It's a regular. It's a regular dish rag. You buy a different size, different kind, you know what I mean?
And what would you use something to dry them with? What would you use to dry them with?
Yeah, we use another one, especially bigger, one to dry with. One to wash them with, and one of them to dry your dishes, whatever you got. You see, a dry rag to dry your. See, you're taking the. You got those racks there. When I wash the dishes, I put all the plates and the glasses and everything in there and let them stand. But you don't have too much drying to do. You let them stay there for 30 minutes. You know, everything is washed and put in that rack. For about 30 minutes, you go down there and if you pick it up, there's no water on it at all. You can put it up, it's dry.